You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the BBS UK Annual Conference 2025. I'm currently joined by Dr. Elizabeth Forsyth, consultant in clinical genetics. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the one thing you have spoken about is a drug called setmelanotide. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and how it's relevant to people with Bardet-Biedl syndrome?
Setmelanotide is a relatively newly approved drug. When we get new drugs that are being developed, they have to be approved first by the National Institute of Clinical Excellence before we can start using them in the clinic. And this is a drug that is used for managing obesity and also what we call hyperphagia, which means when people have a very strong feeling of hunger all the time that doesn't go away. And it's used for that particular purpose in people with Bardet-Biedl syndrome and a couple of other rare conditions that are also associated with obesity and hyperphagia.
What are some of the side effects of this drug?
So this particular drug, it's what we call, and it's a subcutaneous injection, which means it's an injection under the skin, like lots of weight loss drugs are. And that means that there can be some side effects that relate to those injections. So you can have some redness around the site, you can have a little bit of swelling, you might have some pain where you inject, and we try and encourage people to make sure that they inject it in different parts of the tummy, so it's always in the tummy that you inject it, and in different parts, so you're not always injecting the same bit, and that reduces the risk there.
Who's eligible to be able to try this?
For the moment, it's only children in England who are eligible for this particular drug. It may become eligible for adults. Adults may be eligible for it in the future, but we don't know that yet. So at the moment, it's only children. They have to have a confirmed diagnosis of Bardet-Biedl syndrome. And of course, they have to be have to have issues with weight, and also they have to have issues with what we call hyperphagia, so that that sort of constant hunger that doesn't go away. And of course, they also need to be safe to have the drug. So we always assess that people are safe.
When it comes to, you mentioned this kind of constant hunger, how do you get people to test for that? Because you've mentioned quite interestingly that sometimes, you know, it's quite tricky for people to test it for themselves because the only indicator they have is kind of, well, themselves. But
yeah.
How can people test for that?
It is a really hard one, and that's the main challenge, because we can only compare to what we know for ourselves in our own bodies. And for children, in some ways it's easier than testing adults, because quite often we'll ask the parents, and they if they've got other children, they may have a comparator, right? So they might find that their child who has BBS is asking for food a lot of the time, where their other children, they might have a meal, and then they'll go off and do something else, and they won't really think about food. But for some people with BBS, the parents will notice that even when they've just finished the meal, their child will ask about the next meal, or start to ask about more food. And so parents might notice a difference there. Some children will also feel so hungry that they can't stop themselves from sneaking food away that they really shouldn't do. And so there are different questions that we can ask that can tease those sorts of things out. But it is easier in some ways in children, and it's easier in a family if they have another child who doesn't have BBS to compare with. In adults, it is harder, because people over time can become so used to the fact that they feel hungry all the time that they don't notice the difference.
How does the trial work and the process of people being able to test out the medication?
So what happens at the moment is that the children either come to Birmingham Children's Hospital or to Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, where we have specific clinics for this drug. Before they come, we sort of do a little bit of a pre-assessment to sense whether people are eligible or not for the particular drug. Then they come along and they have a face-to-face assessment, and also an opportunity to ask any questions that they might have, and we do some blood tests and so on, because we need to make sure that they are safe to have the drug. Provided they're safe and they'd like to go ahead and they are eligible, then we bring them back usually a couple of months later for them to have the first dose of the drug. And then in the interim, we set up what we call a shared care agreement, and that's because we need to have another doctor who's local to them, who can keep a bit of an extra eye on them, because this is a relatively new medication, so we need to make sure that we are able to keep a good eye on people and check that they are not having too many side effects, and if they do have side effects, that we manage them, and that the drug is working for them.
Is there anywhere people can go to find out more information about this?
at Birmingham Children's Hospital, they've already had a webinar, and I believe the webinar was recorded and it's available online on the BBS UK website. For the people who attend Great Ormond Street Hospital, we're having a webinar on the 15th of May, and we'll record that as well, so it's available for people to have a look at. And of course, if they have any questions, they are also always very welcome to contact us via the usual routes, so via email or via via the hospital system called MyGosh at Great Ormond Street, and they'll have an email at Birmingham Children's Hospital as well. So depending on where you normally see your normally go for your BBS clinic, you can contact your normal BBS clinician.
Fantastic. Dr. Elizabeth Forsyth, consultant in clinical genetics, thank you very much for joining us here at the BBS UK Annual Conference 2025 here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.